This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, transitory. Remember we told you last week about lousy economic growth in the first quarter and how Q1 weakness isn't really all that unusual because of how analysts adjust for seasonal variations? Well, today the Fed weighed in, wrapping up a two-day meeting on interest rates. First of all, no rate hikes, by the way. The Fed said in its statement that it believes the economic weakness January through March was transitory. Translating, if I might, you can go ahead and look for an interest rate increase at the Fed's June meeting, which gets us to who might be sitting around that big conference table at the Fed as the Trump presidency proceeds. During the next year or so, President Trump is going to have a chance to fill as many as five vacancies on the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors, possibly including the top spot, because Janet Yellen's term as chair is up early next year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look at the Trump effect on the Fed.
President Trump could ask Janet Yellen to stay on as Fed chair. Here's what he said in a Wall Street Journal interview a few weeks ago. He was asked, would he consider reappointing Yellen, or was she toast?
No, not toast. No, I like her. I respect her.
It's not clear how Yellen feels about staying. At a press conference last December, she was asked, would she accept another term as Fed chair if Trump reappointed her?
I haven't made any decision about the future. I recognize I might or might not be reappointed.
But let's say Yellen does not stay and she leaves the Fed next February. Trump would then be able to appoint a Fed chair plus as many as five of the seven members of the Fed's Board of Governors who serve 14-year terms. The governors are a major force in setting interest rates, along with regulating and supervising some of the nation's biggest financial institutions.
It's a remarkable situation.
That's Andrew Levin, a former Fed economist now teaching economics at Dartmouth College. He says, think about this happening on the Supreme Court.
Imagine that in the course of a year and a half, the President of the United States would be appointing the Chief Justice and three or four or five of the other justices. And that's essentially the situation for the Federal Reserve Board.
There were already two vacancies on the Fed board when Trump took office. Another Fed governor resigned last month, and Fed Vice Chair Stanley Fisher's term expires several months after Chair Yellen's term is up. So, what types of people will President Trump appoint? He's chosen business people for other top positions. Anat Admati says he may do the same thing at the Fed. She teaches finance and economics at Stanford University.
I would be quite concerned if the Fed was filled with bankers. I think there are conflicts of interest between the interests of Wall Street and the interests of society.
On regulation, for example, the Federal Reserve is in charge of implementing some of the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. Admati says Dodd-Frank isn't perfect, but she hopes Trump doesn't appoint Fed governors who are against any kind of bank regulation. David Kotok, the head of Cumberland Advisors, doesn't think Trump will go that far. Still,
markets expect the Trump Fed to have a lighter regulatory touch.
Kotok is worried that Trump will appoint Fed governors who want to keep interest rates too low, sparking inflation. Now, all seven Fed governors are on the Federal Open Market Committee, which sets interest rates. So, Kotok points out, Trump will be nominating a big block of people who will have a huge say in the direction of interest rates.
Appointments are going to be made by a president who made money in the real estate business, who was a borrower. Of course he likes low interest rates. That is something that some of us in the financial community are concerned about.
But Kotok says he's not overly worried. At this point, he thinks Trump will appoint what he calls centrist Fed governors who won't push interest rates too low or ease up too much on regulation. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.